This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, a quick heads up, if you'd like to jump in at any time, please do. That phone number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to topic. Folks, we got much to cover, much to pack in again over the next hour. I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick before we get on to our topic, which Theodore Roosevelt, he highlighted very well for us, friends. Let me say this. No man is above the law, and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. Obedience to the law is demanded as a right given unto us by God, not asked as a favor or a privilege from the state. Theodore Roosevelt. That would be the presidents of the United States of America in the past. Theodore Roosevelt. No man is above the law and no man is below it. Nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. Obedience to the law is demanded as a God-given right, not asked as a favor or a privilege given unto us by the state. Again, friends, taking on the mentality of the latter is to understand that, folks, that's an evolutionary view of government, that we work for them, not for us. Therefore, understanding that, reading the Declaration of Independence, again, those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the governed. They work for us. We don't work for them. And it's interesting how they just bring us about in any direction that they want to by force, and the sheeple just follow in close pursuit without asking any questions. Well, I'm here to tell you today, friends, that it's time to begin to question those that have been given powers delegated by us, we the people, concerning the things that they're doing today. Now, I take this over to, again, learning from the past so we can know what the future beholds and holds for us, friends. It's interesting to note, do you realize that in any given nation where a tyrant has risen to power, do you realize in every given scenario, listen to me carefully because this will set some people free. Do you realize that in every nation where a tyrant has been given permission to do what he wills at his own will, okay, a law unto himself, a demigod, namely, let's call it for what it is, a tyrant, do you realize that representatives in those prospective countries that have went south to a tyrant, do you realize that those representatives first began to destroy their own oath? In other words, what they did is they violated, they transgressed, they played the Judas to their own oaths. If they would have upheld their oath, just like in America, guess what? We'll be elongated. We'll have longevity in this country. We'll have a hope and a future for our posterity, our children. But if our representatives don't uphold the law that they themselves swore to uphold, guess what? That's how you're being ruined. And when you go back to the likes of, well, here's Adolf Hitler again. Do you realize that Karl Dönitz, he was a general admiral and a would-be Führer after Hitler. He said that politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Do you think for one moment, friends, that in this country, that it is not politicians, not all of them, but I'm speaking of corrupt politicians today. Do you think for one moment that they're not the ones responsible for tearing away and transgressing their own oaths to tear down the laws and to create a country that looks just like them in their little devilish images? Because that's what's going on. Let me say this again. Those representatives, let's bring it to America now. Before this goes south on us, America, before you begin to give more power over a tyrannical government that has never been delegated powers by we the people, you know this, I know this, and furthermore, they know this. Before it gets to the point where there is no return, do remember, America, that your representatives, if they themselves uphold that oath to uphold the laws found in the Constitution, we will never, it cannot happen, friends, where it gets to the point where there'll be no return. The reason that we are still here today on a positive is because there are people across this country that have been given delegated powers by we the people that are upholding the oath that they swore to uphold. That's why we're still here, friends, because there are people that do obey. Now, here's the negative side of this. Do you realize, again, going back to Adolf Hitler, did you know that on November 20th, 1945, during the Nuremberg trials, these were all of Hitler's Nazi criminals that were being brought to justice? Did you know that after this took place, before the Nuremberg trials began, friends, 50 million people were killed. That's 2.5% of the world's population lost their lives, including 12 million Jews, 6 million within political dissidents, German dissidents, political opposition, intellectuals, those that knew more than them, and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. Did you know, folks, that the very first thing that took place on the commencement of this trial, did you know that the President of the United States said the laws of God and man have been violated and the guilty must not go unpunished? Did you also know, speaking of those that helped Hitler to his power to do the things that he did, these disgusting crimes, Karl Dönitz, the would-be Führer after Hitler, said it was the politicians that brought the Nazis to power to start the war. But listen to what he said. The laws of God and man have been violated in that order, and the guilty must not go unpunished. Did you know that many of those that were during the Nuremberg trials, did you know that they all blamed Hitler for the crimes that they were accomplices to? Just like you're seeing it today, folks. You see them scram once they're busted. They just scram, or what they do is they resign, and the American people just let it go rather than actually indicting them and bringing them to the consequence of violated law, again, that they themselves swore to uphold. Article 2, Section 4. Article 3, Section 3. The U.S. Constitution, right? But folks, just think about this. Prevention is better than cure. Are you, America, asleep as of other countries that have allowed dictators to rise to power? I'm just laying this to your candor. Are you as asleep as other countries from the past and in the present to allow a dictator to take the reign to drive your country directly into hell? Because you can't blame them for what you allow them to do. Read Psalm 9:16 and 17 when you get a moment, because the Lord said that he would destroy that country that forgets him. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump on Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, as well as our Twitter account, for what it's worth, friends. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. I don't understand the credibility or the purpose of Twitter in so many different aspects, friends. But if you'd like to check it out, we do have something posted there. Got about 36, actually more than that. I think there's like 38,000 friends over there. On Facebook, we have about 580,000 friends. And we got about 550 of those, 550,000 interacting on a daily basis. We appreciate that. That means there's a whole lot of people out there that are fighting the good fight, because we all understand we the people has definition and meaning here in this country. But again, if you want to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Twitter account Bradley Dean 1, Facebook Bradley Dean, and if you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, it's the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We need to start getting smart here, and the way to do that is to submit ourselves to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus Christ. We have the mind of Christ, and so it be, because we have put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof, because those that are Christ understand that they have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. Therefore, if we live in Christ, let us also put on Christ. And that's found in Galatians 5 when you get a moment. Folks, what I was just talking about is the importance of everybody in this country so it doesn't go south. In other words, so we don't give power to a tyrant to take this nation into hell. And we've seen that over the last 16 years. The American people have tolerated this not only from the federal government and the Supreme Court injustices, but also from the President of the United States in so many different aspects. It's their job, it's their duty to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And if they do so on so many different fronts, friends, concerning those that represent we the people, that we again have delegated powers to work for us as our representatives, magnifying that law against all crime, well, folks, I'll tell you what, we're not going to have an issue. And the reason that we're still here today is because there are people in government, good government, that are upholding the Constitution. They're doing what they said they would do by magnifying the laws against all crime. As a matter of fact, that's one of the purposes of government, friends, is to restrain men from sin, lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. But if you don't want to listen to that, do keep in mind that tyrants all agree at this. And on this slogan of none other than Adolf Hitler, when he said, how fortunate for those in power, listen to what he said, for those in power that people don't think. And folks, just think about it. They loved him for it. They absolutely loved him for it. But can you imagine if all those people during the time of the 30s, or you can go to Stalin, or you can go to Pol Pot in the present, folks, you can go to these other dictators that we see across the globe, but don't forget about the likes of those in American government that have done the exact same thing as they're selling you down the river, friends. If they're not going to uphold the Constitution, then you deal with them. It's your duty to do that. And again, friends, I've said this so many times, until you send that message to corruption in government that you're not going to get away with it, not just you go ahead and resign, see you later, and then we'll take on another one that's going to do the same thing, only to add strength to tyranny, encourage that individual that comes behind the other corrupt one to go ahead and do the things that he wants to do at will. That's the message the American people are given. Nah, go ahead. I mean, folks, look what's going on today. Hillary Clinton, the media's legitimizing her again. I mean, when is it that you're going to understand the severity of what's going on in this country to commit a crime on another day against we the people again? And instead of loving on Donald Trump right now, America, why don't you hold him to his promises concerning the rule of law in the United States by cleaning up corruption in this government? No, now we're seeing that he's selling out as well in so many different ways. And see, this is the problem when men get away from the things of God and the Constitution. Oh, by the way, for those that are saying, you know, Bradley, I just, you know, to say that God has something to do with our Constitution, you know, I just don't know about that. Well, I do know about that. I just want you to understand again that I totally know what I'm telling you because I know what our history tells us and I understand who gave it to us. And by the way, even going to, again, the end of that Constitution that you just don't know about in so many different ways, friends, do remember that it talks about the year of our Lord, 1787. And this is all written by and attested by William Jackson, the secretary. Huh, that's amazing how that works, isn't it? But let's go over to our friend Alexander Hamilton as well, and then we'll go back to the Ulse real quick. The sacred rights of mankind are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written as with a sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of the divinity himself and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power. And it's interesting that Alexander Hamilton would say something like that because, friends, how many times has it ran through me and I've shared with you on the radio, friends, your rights, folks, aren't taken away from you. They're not. They're forfeited. You had to give them up. God gives you rights, and if you want to maintain a free people, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. And here's the good news. The law's on your side. There is the good news. But let me read that one more time. This is none other than Alexander Hamilton. Hey, and folks, I want to let you know, I'm not trying to convince you of who we are. I mean, it's already a fact. But those that don't have eyes to see, you could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it, because at this point, knowing the history of who we are as a Christian people in this country, you wouldn't see the sun because you don't want to see the sun, no more than you want to see the Christianity and the heritage of who we are as a Christian nation. And it matters not to me what you believe, because you don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? Well, you don't have to say, I don't believe in that truck that's going to hit me. Sooner or later, it's going to hit you, and it's called justice, and it's called judgment. Psalm 89, Psalm 97. Also read Isaiah 26, verse 9, Jeremiah 9, 24, Psalm 9, 16, folks. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. It's going to hit you. It's called justice. Again, read Hebrews 9, 27 when you get a moment. Because it's appointed for us all to die once, and then this, the judgment. And there we have it. And guess what? We have all the mercy of God while we live, but when we breathe our last breath, it's all over with. There's no negotiating on Judgment Day, friends. That's what we're here for, and that's the job of the preacher, to warn you to flee from the wrath to come. 2 Corinthians, New Testament, 2 Corinthians 5, read the whole in context. Going back to the oaths, just imagine if everybody in this country swore to uphold the oath. By the way, the President of the United States of America would he be held accountable. But again, I know that the American people are under the delusion that he's the commander-in-chief and he can go ahead and do whatever he wants to do. Matter of fact, now what they got is they got these executive orders that they just continuously throw on the American people at will when they don't get their way in Congress, because we, the people, didn't approve what he wanted to do. So they just come about with executive orders and say, no, we're going to do it anyways. And there are the American sheeple. Hey, friends, let me say this to you, and I want you to listen clearly. This is what Ben Franklin said. Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. I want to say it again. Make yourself sheep concerning corruption in this government and 53 other countries that are listening to me right now. I care not who they are. Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. And guess what they're doing? Little by little, they're devouring. But what happens when a people stand up and say, nope, we have no king but King Jesus. We understand the gates of hell shall not prevail. We understand what it says in Exodus 23 in whole, and we're going to take it and we're going to dispossess rather than us being possessed. And dispossess means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. In other words, what I'm saying here, friends, is we don't need to rewrite the Constitution, right, as they're devouring. No, we just need to reread the Constitution, because we're not looking for a revolution. We're looking for a reformation. And that's to educate people, and that's exactly what we want to do here. It's exactly what we want to do here. Going back to the oath, I want you to listen carefully. This is the oath that our military takes. I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America and against all enemies. That means both foreign and domestic, both without and within. The President of the United States of America can give a commandment that's contrary to the Constitution. And folks, I don't care what he says he's going to do, as long as everybody in other perspective positions in government in this country resist his unconstitutional order, the president will not take an inch forward. And see, that's what we're looking to do across the boards in the United States of America. I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter, so help me God. And you better bet your bottom dollar, if you uphold his law, God will be there to help. Do all that you can do and leave the results to him. Talking about oaths, we'll be right back on the other side.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Okay, I'm talking about Olse here, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I was just sharing with you during the first segment that of those that serve we the people that have been delegated powers by we the people that drive their just powers from the consent of we the people, folks, we can stop tyranny all the way from the top to the bottom. And it's their duty when they see an infraction of that Constitution, the laws found within, to actually deal with them, to oppose them, resist them, to defy them, dissent. Use whatever word you want to use, friends, but it's everybody's job to do that. And if they don't do it, then it is your duty, America, to hold their feet to the fire. And you should do that all the time. Because that's not a suggestion, that's a commandment. And I'm not obliging you to do that. That's a God-given right to uphold that law that keeps you free. And if you fail to do that, and by the way, obligation is a word that those that say, well, I feel condemned for you saying that. Well, listen, it may be an obligation to you, but to me it's a duty. And I do it out of gratitude because I see the price paid for my freedoms. That's why I do what I do, both in the spiritual and in the natural. And we can see again that we are a blood-bought people. But let's go back to this oath taken. My name, I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, both without and within, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter. So help me God. And you better bet your bottom dollar God will help you. You know, what is the oath concerning those that serve we the people, representatives? And if you look at it, it's very similar to that of those that corrupt politicians send your kids overseas concerning their unconstitutional wars. So, folks, it's not just enough that was a military oath. It's not just enough for our military to uphold that oath, but it starts before that. Because when you look at so many of these unconstitutional wars that are taking place throughout the world, keep in mind, friends, that they're doing what you're allowing them to do without congressional, your approval. See? And see, it starts with Congress. And I want to show you how corrupt it was and is. I shared with you the other day, friends, that when these guys, these corrupt officials from the top to the bottom, decide to work for special interest groups and sell you down the river by using your sons and your daughters to fight unconstitutional wars, just keep in mind, just like Vietnam, it was okay to give everybody a draft card until it began to come home. When the Congress and the congressmen and women began to receive, namely their children began to receive their draft cards to go now serve, all of a sudden it was time to shut down the Vietnam War, America. And by the way, that was probably the only thing the hippies ever did that was upright, was to protest Johnson, because he was and is a war criminal. How's that working out for him today? It was unconstitutional, and it's absolutely amazing to me, no matter when I speak or where I speak, I always get someone to come up to me and say, hey, listen, you know, you're talking about these wars that we fought and all this and other thing, you know, how bad the government was and how bad the Congress was and all this other stuff. You know, they sent us to these unconstitutional wars. That's exactly right. And I hear all the time people coming up to me, they'll get mad at me about it, and I'll say, wait a second. It was your responsibility to stop them from sending your children in the first place, right? And because you didn't do your due diligence in many cases, with all due respect, they're not here with us anymore. See, prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure, friends. When you look at those, going back to the oaths of those that serve we the people, it is very similar to that of those in the military. And if it applies to the first, just keep in mind, they're not going to be sent to unconstitutional wars. And if they do fail to do that, then it's for you, America, to take a hold of your government, because you are the government. It's not they, the government, and we, the people. No, we're in this together. You're taking on the mindset of the communist, friends, to believe that we're separate. Article 52 of the USSR, church and state, there's a separation in Russia, not America. But when you look at these oaths, friends, they're very, very similar. They're all supposed to do the same exact thing. Now, what happens if Congress doesn't uphold their oath? And what happens if the military doesn't uphold their oath? Well, you lose everything, America. And that's what you're seeing today. See, this starts on an individual basis, and then it becomes corporate. Because when everybody corporately does swear to uphold, and they uphold what they swore to uphold, guess what? Again, friends, we're not going to be in the predicament that we're in today. Remember what Daniel Webster said. He said, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. He said, miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. He said, hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. There'll be anarchy throughout the world, America. That's why you have so many foreigners looking to you as the hope concerning their futures, because they know when you're snuffed out, everybody else is snuffed out. And I don't want anybody, because, listen, I'm sure I'll get the phone calls, I'm sure I'll get the emails, I'm sure I'll get the live feeds, but I don't get them on live radio, and it's very cowardice that people do that, but that's what they do here. But I want you to remember, friends, that it is our responsibility as individuals to right the wrongs. It is our it's our individual responsibilities before God and man to right the wrongs. And if we don't do it, don't stand back and expect someone else to do for you what you're not willing to do for yourself. And I would say, even laying to your candor now, friends, are things getting better or are they getting worse? I get to see all day long people talking about, well, I'm not sure if we can save this country. You know what? I know we can save this country. Because it's not me doing the saving, it's me doing the responding to heaven, because it's Him who does the saving. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge Him and keep His commandments. And He will direct your paths. Friends, if we were beyond restoring who we are, then why is it that we're still here to talk about it? Because I want to tell you why. Because we have the freedom to do the right thing. We have the freedom to right the wrongs today. And I want to tell you this. Let's go back to some of these corrupt politicians I was talking about during the first and second segment. Hey, listen, if Donald Trump doesn't want to deal with them, then America, we need to take responsibility and deal with them ourselves. Because you know as well as I do, they are corrupt as corrupt can be, and the fruit is all over their corrupt branches. And we can see concerning what's going on in this country in so many different facets, friends, that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. And what I told you yesterday, I want to repeat it today. Hey, friends, what's going on in your country today? Different president, same policies. Exact same policies, friends. I don't care if he adjusts a couple things or tries to make himself look good, but don't sit there and talk to me about what's going on in Syria and how much Donald Trump or any other corrupt administration wants to take care of children and women in different countries. Isn't it interesting that, you know, it was given, we're told, again, the order was given to go ahead and drop poison gas on Syria. I just want to ask you one question. First of all, is there abortion taking place in America today? Yes, 3,000 to 4,000 babies, we're told, will be murdered in the womb today by the jihadists called abortionists in America. Okay? But for some reason or another, you're led to believe that this new administration has a great care for children and women, and they always go down that road to win the sympathies of the people concerning their cause. It's the same talking points without fail. But did you realize that while they were saving and they have such a great care for those children and women in Syria, do you realize, did they control that gas that was supposedly dropped on that country? Did they like drop masks down to the children and women before they dropped that gas? And furthermore, how can they care about women and children in another country if they don't even care about them here, America? I mean, again, you have to think things through as to what's going on in your country. And this is not tedious for me to go back to what I told you yesterday as to what's going on in your world today. And it's interesting, I've warned about Russia and China for 15 years now, haven't I? Yep. And who keeps popping their little ugly heads up, friends? Everybody's worried about what China's going to do and Russia's going to do. Hey, America, let me tell you something. There's an alliance of hell that is being allied on a daily basis. Those that don't go along to get along, they'll topple them. And that's exactly what's going on today. Mark my words. Mark them. Because again, friends, I'm right. I know I'm right. I know what I hear. I know what I see. I know what the Word of God tells me. Finally. Period. End of debate. Hey, friends. Jimmy Carter, El Salvador, Guatemala, Angola, Afghanistan, Bill Clinton, the Balkans, Iraq, Sudan. Rwanda, George Bush Sr., Gulf War, Panama, Somalia, Soviet Union. Who are these people working for, America? I want to tell you, the same people that Russia's working for, the same people that China's working for, the same people that the Pope is working for. Because did you know, America, and of course you probably didn't put this together, but let me do it for you. They're all in unity, calling an alliance, calling for a new world order. They're not enemies. They're working to bring about the same end to their own destruction. But the question I have for you is, are you going to let them do it? Oh, by the way, George W. Bush, Iraq, Afghanistan, Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign Assadite, himself, the effeminate little pansy that America tolerated for 8 years, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Afghanistan, Ukraine. Who are they working for, America?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Lap, sonsofliberty.com. Just talking about the past presidents, I was talking about them yesterday, talking about during the first and second segment about how important it is for everybody and their prospective positions in government that have been given powers delegated to them by we the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. And we are in this together. We the people are all in it together. Don't ever forget that. But if they uphold the Constitution, the laws found within, folks, we're going to remain a free people. When the president, when the executive, when the judicial or the legislative violate law, when the any branch of government, friends, any, again, capacity, senators, congressmen, representatives, whenever they violate law, it is our duty to deal with each and every one of them and see it through. And for some reason or another, friends, the message has been sent that we can do whatever we want to do without consequence. Well, we're seeing that happen today. Now, going back to the presidents and friends, the wars that they are fighting, keep in mind, I get a picture of all these presidents right in front of me right now. Bloody wars. When I think of all of these wars that you, America, have allowed your presidents, El Salvador, Guatemala, Angola, Afghanistan, Rwanda, Sudan, Iraq, Balkans, all under the guise of we better deal with them or else. Gulf War, Panama, Somalia, Soviet Union, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Afghanistan, again, Ukraine. Folks, they have blood on their hands. And guess what? As I'm looking at this picture, they're all there with a big smile on their face. They have a big smile on their face, friends, because it wasn't their sons and daughters that had to fight these unconstitutional wars in so many fronts, America. So many unjustifiable wars. Who are they working for, America? Out of chaos, can we create a new world order, said George W. Bush. Oh, by the way, you can listen to him say it over 200 times from the presidential bully pulpit. But America, he was a Christian, said he. Therefore, he must be, just like Adolf Hitler was, right? You know, John Adams, isn't it interesting, speaking of which, all these representatives were Christians. Donald Trump said he's a Christian now, friends. Do you see the fruit of a Christian? Absolutely not. He's advocating what God condemns. Has he kept his promises? No, he's done just the exact opposite in so many ways. But Bradley, come on, give the guy some time. Yep, we've talked about that before. Yeah, it didn't take Barack Hussein Obama more than a week to start attacking, did it? No. Nope. To start overthrowing law, to fundamentally transform America. No, nope. You just sat back, America, and you did nothing but complain and cry like a bunch of babies who did nothing in response to heaven. And then you wonder why you get the same corrupt results. It's because you're corrupt. If you're not preaching out against sin, said Charles Spurgeon, it's because you're guilty of it. Yeah, that's right. Isn't it interesting? They all call themselves Christians. Every one of them has. You know, interestingly enough, Donald Trump said he never needed to repent because he never did anything wrong. That counters scripture, friends. We're all sinners. We're saved by grace through faith in him. Right? The whole message of Jesus Christ is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. See, the church failed there. They're preaching just the exact opposite. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, really. What was the problem with the 11 of the 12 disciples who were martyred? You think they were walking around preaching God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? No, they were preaching repent for your sin before heaven, Acts 20, verse 21, and believe. And the only way to do that is to bring about the law, 90% to 10% grace, said John Wesley. But why do they all call themselves Christians? Are you holding them to the standard of Christ? No, you're not. Just like you're not holding those that preach from the pulpits every Wednesday and Sunday so they can get their brand new building built and their new pews brought about. They're not preaching out against sin. They're advocating sin now. It's interesting, John Adams said, we have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. And morality is exactly the fruit of what we do not see in these men that profess to belong to Christ. In every war, it's the same exact talking points. In every war, it's going to be your sons and your daughters, not theirs. You know, unlike our forefathers, when there was a war that took place, they were the first ones to go fight the battle. Just ask Andrew Jackson. Just ask George Washington. Just ask others. It was such a noble cause, they were the ones to take up arms first. But now they want to take up a cause and they want to throw your kids in the mix, regardless of what it costs you, America. America is paying for its own demise at every given step because they will not listen, they will not open their ears to the Word of God. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God for what? For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfectly furnished unto every good work. See, and all those words offend so many people. The Bible tells us clearly, friends, that it's grievous to those instruction and correction is grievous to those that have forsaken the way. Because they don't understand what David meant when he said, in thy faithfulness, Lord, thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. And I'm not saying this to condemning. There is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Only to those that don't believe, friends. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that walk, not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. We're liberated to do the right things. And we do it, walk in holiness out of gratitude towards Him who died for our sins. Because we know that He came about to deliver His people from their sins. Behold the Lamb of God. Go to Matthew 1:21. He delivereth. He came into the world to deliver their people from the sins. From their sins. But listen to this. No man is above the law, going back to the beginning of the show. No man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. We're not asking government for permission to hold them accountable to what the law states. Obedience to the law is demanded as a right, not asked as a favor. And when we can get this straight, I'll tell you what, just like Thomas Jefferson rightly said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. That's where you're at today. But when the government fears the people, it's a filial fear. And it can be diabolical. That's up to them. Then you have liberty. And I want to say this one final thing, and I'm going to hand it over to Stephanie really quick. Napoleon Bonaparte says, he who saves his country violates no law. That is not true, because there's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way to do it. But I say back to, he who saves his country violates no law, said Napoleon Bonaparte. I say, he who fulfills the law out of love saves his country, Romans 13:10, only to establish liberty that God has bestowed upon us through his Son, 2 Corinthians 3:17. And remember, friends, I'm giving you the truth that is today. I'm giving you the truth. And I want to say this just for the record. I am for the law. Not for my favorite politician, because I don't have any. I am for the law, because there is no king but King Jesus. But the truth that I give you today exposes those that are creating the war. Because it has been said in truth, friends, that the first casualty in war is always the truth. And guess what's not being talked about across the boards in America today? Is the truth that exposes those that are creating the war.
And you know, this is a word that we literally want to spread throughout the United States. I know there are people out there that listen to our radio program and they're amen and they're getting excited and they're being convicted. And most importantly, they're being moved to action. But we want to spread this word literally throughout the United States. Our radio program, Sons of Liberty Radio, is growing. I think we now have 74 affiliates in the United States, not to mention the fact that we're broadcasted in 53 other countries around the world as well. But we want to continue to grow. We want more affiliates to be able to hear the truth from our Christian constitutional heritage to what's going on in America today, to calling people out, to preaching the truth from the Word of God. This is all something that needs to be rung from the housetops throughout our land. And if you want to be a part of spreading this word, it's as simple as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com and clicking on that button that says spread the word. Literally, you can become a son or daughter of liberty. And for our new listeners out there, because we've got radio stations that continuously come to our direction that are being added on all the time. So for our new listeners, our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way that you can be a part of supporting this work. What that means is you support us on a monthly basis. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can click on the spread the word button, or you can go into the website and click on that button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. When you click on that button, you'll see all sorts of different levels of membership. You can choose the one that's right for you, plug in your information, and you're good to go. All your donations are tax deductible, but what I like to always say is people who give to this ministry can feel good about the fact that they're giving to a ministry that is not like any other ministry out there, a ministry that is willing to preach the truth from the housetops, black and white, whether or not it's popular or not. It doesn't matter if everyone is going against the truth stands no matter what. We're on God's side. And if you
do you remember what Martin Luther said, the great reformer back in the 1500s? He said, preach in such a fashion where they either hate their sin or they end up hating you.
That's exactly right. So please do support this work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, become a son or daughter of liberty, and help us spread the word throughout the United States.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.